So we're going to do a sit here, but before we do, I want to just kind of tie this before we do a sit and I do the instructions on this returning to. You can think of this class like this. We have 6 weeks and I divide this up into 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. So there are three parts to a good, strong meditation practice. First part is concentration. I think many practitioners don't cultivate concentration sufficient to stay, and they start having difficulty when they get into the intense difficulties of mind. The second part is investigation. So when these difficulties of minds come up, we got to be able to investigate what it is that we're doing. That's the second 2 weeks. And then the final 2 weeks is insight. There is an ability to begin to understand the wisdom that's coming to you. And you have to each understand that wisdom on your own and begin to notice that wisdom for yourself. So we're going to practice concentration. And that's what you actually started last week, was concentration, which is what many of you pointed to. Next 2 weeks is going to be all around investigation and how do we investigate the mind and what it's doing without upsetting it. And then the third week, we're going to look at some of the insightful things that begin to come to us and how to use that insight for wisdom in the long run. Okay, so let's see. So the skill we're going to tie this returning to is we're going to return to what I would call the felt sense of the moment. But the felt sense, we can think of the felt sense of the moment pretty easily if we think about touching something. Oh, this, I'm touching something, so I feel it. But that's not really the felt sense what I'm talking about. The felt sense is being more somatic in the moment than analyzing and evaluating. So you're going to return to a somatic experience. I'll talk about more about what the distinction is after we do our walking, since we're going to run out of time here. But what we're going to do a practice here, and I'm going to give some instructions on basically how to touch into this somatic experience of the moment. And that's what we're going to begin to learn to return to, is this somatic experiencing of the moment. The somatic experiencing of the moment. And that somatic experiencing can be thought of as the felt sense. All right. So let's get ourselves in a comfortable position here. Start with a poem by E.E. Cummings. Kind of point the mind here. A poem goes, "To be nothing," it's probably more of a quote. "To be nothing but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never fight again." So to be nothing but yourself in a world doing its best night and day to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never fight again. So these felt sense experiences belong to you. That's why nobody can really explain it to you or give you some specific instructions. But I'm going to see if I can help point us towards the felt experience itself so that we can begin to feel into it for ourselves. This is the you that you're being, that you're going to connect to in meditation. So let's just start. You can close your eyes gently. And let's just start by noticing sound. It could be the sound that's silent here, but can you notice what has happened the minute you notice sound? Not what kind of sound it is, not is that traffic, is that talking, but just the natural capacity for your ears to pick up wavelengths, and that is called sound. What happens when you just notice sound? It's just hearing what it is, even a gentle noting of that hearing. Doesn't matter what you hear. Doesn't matter what happens to the sound, whether it's up close or far away, whether it's a harsh sound or a soft sound. When you let yourself just hear, then you're basically just in this present moment hearing. Can you feel the nowness of this? Always when you start your sit, your formal meditation, if you begin to just open your ears and listen to sound, you can shift the whole moment to this present experience. We could also, like last week, bring it in a little tighter and begin to sense the felt experience of our feet on the floor. Or if you're sitting on a cushion, maybe your legs on the floor. But not legs on the floor, feet on the floor. What's the felt sense of that? Maybe pressure. Might be warm. Or maybe you feel tingling. It might not even feel like feet or legs. It might just feel sensory. I just feel some tingling. I just feel some coolness. Maybe you feel the softness of your clothes. You could move up to the contact with your butt in the chair or the cushion or lying down with your back and body on the bed or sofa. Just feel that. What's the felt sense experience of touch? The contact, not what is being contacted, but just the felt sense of the contact itself. Maybe your hands? Is it touching? Are the hands touching each other? Are they touching the legs or the thighs? Just at that moment of contact, what is that felt sense experience? Is it heat? Is it cold? Do you feel pressure? Maybe there's like a pulsing or a tingling or just looking at all these sensations. Maybe you notice smells where you're at. You just let the body, the nose smell without having to identify what that smell is. You might just feel the nose. It gets accentuated. I don't smell anything, but I feel tingling around the nose. Or you feel the wetness or the taste of saliva in the mouth. You could feel the sensations of that. You're just going to notice these sense doors and return to the sense door. If you notice your mind begins to start thinking, gone away, just notice that's thinking. It doesn't matter what it is. In the Buddhist cosmology, this practice, thinking is like seeing, it's like hearing, it's like sensing the touch, taste, or smell. It's just thinking. So you just label it thinking. You don't care about the content. Just like you don't care about the nature of a sound. What's the other sense doors doing? Well, okay, there's thinking, but what is the contact? What's touching? What does that feel like? What about hearing? Tasting, smelling. Just here, just now, returning to these sense doors. Some ways that I like to practice to keep me steady is I start with the ears, listen. I'm just going to be hearing. Move down to the nose, smelling in the mouth, tasting in the body, sensing, maybe feeling the body heavy, sitting here. And then I just go back to hearing. Hearing. And go down each of the sense doors. Kind of like moving through, feeling into each one. Not too fast that I don't actually experience it. If I notice I'm thinking, I just start over again. Hearing, smelling. Tasting, sensing heaviness of the body, contact with the floor, contact with the chair and my hands, you can touch into the breath if you want to. A felt sense of breathing as part of the somatic experience. And for some of you, the breath will be accessible. You'll feel the body rocking and the belly expanding, chest going up and down. But at this point, it's not necessary. The only thing that's necessary is coming back to some felt sense. So if hearing is the easiest accessible felt sense, then just come back to hearing. And our sit will be based on just hearing, noticing the sounds changing, noticing them coming and going. If feeling your felt sense, the felt sense of your feet on the floor or your body in the chair, if that feels really accessible, then just return to this felt sense of sitting here. Just sitting here. If the mind wanders off, you just come back to this, oh, that's right, I'm just sitting, doing nothing. I feel myself sitting in the chair. That's it. Just this felt sense. What do you notice here? Can you feel yourself sitting? Can you hear sounds? Even the sound of silence can be very loud. Don't worry about the thinking. That happens just like hearing happens, just like sensing happens constantly. So we're just noticing, returning to the felt sense of this moment. Noticing and returning to the felt sense of this moment. And the felt sense of this moment is hearing or sensing the body sitting or smelling, tasting. Or you might even notice that the eyes are seeing the back of the eyelids. You can notice there's seeing happening also. When you touch into the felt sense of a given moment, you are connecting to the truest sense of you that's possible. Right here, right now, this is all you are. When we open our eyes and we begin to move, we're going to turn into roles that we play. But right here, with just the sensing, this is who you are. The sensory being, sitting or lying, experiencing the felt sense of this moment. Maybe there's thoughts there. That's okay. Thinking. What else is going on? What else are the sense doors picking up? Thinking. Okay. What's the eyes noticing? What's the ears picking up? What's touching? What does that feel like? To be nothing but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never fight again.
going to hold this, what we have here, and stand up for some walking meditation. I'm going to sit here instead of walking so I can give you some instructions, and it'll be easier for people to hear because I got a lot of comments that people couldn't hear last time. So I'm going to sit here and guide you through it. Well, walking is not something you can do because of your space or because of you just can't walk, you know, it's just not something that's easy for you to do. Then I want you to find a movement of the body. It could be rocking side to side slowly, noticing as you're moving, or it could be lifting up a leg slowly, noticing it coming up and noticing it going down. Just this ability to find a movement, and we're going to practice with this returning to the felt sense with movement. So standing, you know, just walk a degree of paces, no more than 10 in front of you, but it can definitely be less depending on your space. We're just standing, feeling the sensation of our feet as it contacts the floor, or feeling the sensation of our bodies sitting. And then gradually lifting one of the foot up, your left or your right, lifting it up, moving it forward and placing it down. And seeing if you can notice the felt sense of the moment that foot touches the floor, the carpet. You might have to take off your shoes to feel this, but what you want to feel is the pressure that comes when you put your foot down. And notice the body moving over to one side. Now, when you take the next step, you're moving over to the next side. Foot is rising, feeling that felt sense of it, and putting it down. This is very slow. And sometimes, to feel this, we go very slow. This is one way to practice, very slow, feeling the connection with the body, with the foot touching the floor. That's one way of walking. Another way, you can walk faster, and you can notice hearing and seeing. So not looking at that bookshelf across the room, but seeing. Just noticing seeing is happening. Soften the gaze. Just noticing seeing. When you get to the end of the path, stop. Feel the body, seeing, standing. Feet on the floor, connecting to that. Turn around, sensing into that, and stop so you can begin again. And then seeing, as you walk, you're seeing, hearing, seeing. Back and forth. That's a second way of being with walking. A third way is to put your gaze on an object across from you. It's like you're seeing. And you're just going to move towards that object. Keep your gaze on the seeing, your attention, your noticing on that object, and you are seeing. So you're moving towards that object, seeing, staying with that object that you're seeing. When you get to the end, you turn around, put your gaze on another object across the room, and move towards that, seeing, seeing, seeing. And if the mind begins to think or wander, you come back, return to the seeing, seeing, seeing. And for those of you that are not walking, if you're raising your foot, or if you're raising your arms, or if you're other way I do is move slightly, very slightly from one side to the other. I just notice this felt sense of movement, the felt sense of rocking to one side, moving. Moving, noticing how the body adjusts as you move to one side, very slowly. Notice all the sensory movement shifts, everything. Go all the way over until it feels like you're about to fall, tip over, and just keep going. And at some point when you're ready, you can stop, feel that sensation, and then begin to right yourself back up. Just as slowly, not rushing, feeling all the little micro sensations. Feeling all of it. Brighten yourself up and then go and do the same thing to the left side. Where's the mind right now? Is the mind with seeing and sense doors, or is the mind with thinking and stories? Can you just notice the sensory experience that's happening right now? It's not just thinking going on. There's a whole different world going on besides your thinking. Whole different sensory experience here. The body's actually talking to you based on all the sensory data it's taking in, from sounds to sights to sensations. Yes, there's thinking going on, but it's not the only thing that's happening. Can you see that? Can you feel that there's way more going on than just your thinking, as you do nothing more than a simple walking, taking one step. Just keep noticing whatever you notice and return to the felt sense of this experience. Walking, thinking, sensing, seeing, hearing. In any given moment, there are two ways of experiencing that moment. One is thought-based, and one is sensory-based. We are basically used to experiencing moments from thought. Our evaluation of it, our comparing of it, our judging it. That's how we experience a moment, is through this thought understanding. But there is a completely different way to experience a moment, and it's purely sensory. Rebecca Bradshaw, which is a teacher out of Boston, she teaches up at the IMS, Insight Meditation Society, this retreat center I teach at. And she says that the difference is there's a thought-based reality and a sense-based reality. And thought-based reality and sense-based reality are not the same. In our thought-based reality, our sensory experience is kind of secondary, and we judge everything based on what we think is going on. In a sense-based reality, our thinking is irrelevant, and we base everything on our
sensory experience. Neither one of these experiences are any better than the other, but they do tell us different information about a moment in time. And the more we learn to bring in the sense-based reality, the more sort of resilience and inner strength we begin to have. This is because our thought-based reality is quite limited. It's limited to what we already know. The thought-based reality does not do well in the unknown, and it does not like new information. It pretty much wants to fit everything into the package it already knows. It's like, imagine anything that you have to learn new. Like when you go to a new job, the hardest thing is that learning that job. You just want to know it. We hate learning. We just want to know it. I just want to know how to do it. Just tell me how to do it and I'll do it. But in a sense-based reality, our sensory expression is an embodied reality, and it is fine with unknown. It doesn't care because it knows it hears, it sees, it tastes, touches, it moves through the world, moves through existence, feeling its way through. And so it doesn't need to know, because it doesn't need a light turned on. Sort of like going into your apartment with turning the lights off. This is one of your homework things you could kind of do, is turn off the lights and try walking through the apartment, walking through the house. Especially now when it's not even summertime. If you turn off the lights now, it's dark in there. But if you give yourself a moment, you will notice that your eyes will adjust to the darkness and you will begin to see. There's a way that we can see even with the lights off, because our eyes adjust to this new level of light, and it still can pick up big shapes. We need our nose to know what it is that we're eating, to taste almost what we're eating. So try it. Try eating something by closing your nose, holding your nose and eating something, and then letting go of the nose and eating it, and notice the difference. We smell so much, but we completely ignore it. And instead, evaluate the orange we're trying to eat. The mind tells us whether the mind tells us we're eating an orange, and the mind tells us what that orange is, good or bad, but it's only evaluating it based off of the other oranges it's had. The mind doesn't know whether that orange tastes good or not. It's not even with the orange. It just knows this is an orange, because that's what it's taught, and it's evaluating it based on previous oranges. And it's really evaluating it based on the best orange you've ever had. And that best orange you've ever had, you only have it once. And then everything else is kind of like, it's good, but it's not as good as that other orange. But to the sense doors of taste, one, it doesn't care that this is an orange. It only tastes whatever it tastes. It doesn't think, oh, too sour. That's a mind thing. It doesn't think, oh, I don't want to eat that, or I don't like that, or I do like that. It doesn't think like that. It just experiences whatever is in front of it. From my perspective, what I've come to understand is that when I started including the sensory experience of any given moment, I had a fuller experience. I didn't have to get rid of the thinking. I just had to add the rest of the information into the moment. So let's say over the course of the week, some negative thinking comes up. Well, let me give you my example. Whenever I would go on retreat, you have to, for those of you that haven't been on a retreat, but you usually sign up for what's called a yogi job, some voluntary thing you're going to do to clean up. And everybody does their part in cleaning up the center so that the center stays clean and they don't have to hire outside staff to come in. It saves costs, even though retreats are still god-awful expensive. But I guess it would be even worse if we had to hire a cleanup staff. So everybody has to do what's called a yogi job. And I always volunteer to do the restrooms. One, because I hate them. And I feel like a maid, and it makes me angry, and I'm always bitching and whining about how dirty it is. And now, why did I do this? And I hate it. But I do it for one other reason. Because inevitably, every retreat, my mind starts complaining the minute it's time for me to do my yogi job. The minute it's time for me to go into the bathroom, it's time for me to scream and holler and complain. But I always remind myself, you volunteered for this to worry, so let's just get it done. Go in there. And then I asked all the other sense doors to tell me what they experience, right? So I asked the eyes, what do you see? You know, and I'm looking around. I'm like, it's clean. I just cleaned it yesterday. I clean it every day. And because it's the bathroom I use, if I see a little piece of paper in the corner somewhere, I'm going to pick that up. So even when I go in there, I'm like, it just looks white. Most retreat center bathrooms are just white. It's just white. What do you smell? Usually nothing. Smells like the cleaner. Whatever cleaner I'm using, that's what it smells like. What do you hear? Just hear a little swishing. Just a whoosh, 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 whoosh. Hear the water going. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. That's what I hear. It's very soothing. There's no sound. No one's talking. It's actually one of the best yogi jobs to have. Because it's so quiet. It's just you. And it's just, you can take whatever time you want. So then I can fully appreciate why I volunteer for this job. Because now I can see it more real. It's not just the mind's, I hate this, hate this, hate this. There's way more involved in this than that. So when you are practicing this week, what you're practicing with is being able to be with all the sense doors in any given moment. So if you catch your mind caught spinning in something, what are the other sense doors doing at the same time? What else is going on? It's not just one thing. It's a lot going on. You might hear traffic outside that you weren't even thinking about because you're caught in the mind. You might smell something down the hall. And just to help with it, I used to find smells that I really, really liked because I love essential oils and I love orange, that essential oil. That's essential oil orange. Oh, I love that smell. So you maybe you love lavender or mint. So what you do is you get a little bit of that. And then when you start getting stuck spinning in some negative thing that you can't get out of, And Bob, you might try this in the morning. Get that smell that you really, really like. It could be shampoo. It doesn't matter. Just the smell that you really, really like. And smell that. Just smell that. You're not using the smell to get lost. You're using the smell to come back to here. So you're not lost in the thinking mind. If you're stuck in the house and stuck in some kind of negative energy, put on some music that you really like. But you're not going to listen to the music. What you're going to pick is one vocal, so one person's voice or one instrument, and you're going to track that one sound. Listen to the lead guitar, listen to the bass guitar, listen to that, if you're listening vocals, listening to the harmony line. Just that one sound, you're listening to that sound, because that's going to keep you concentrated and keep you out of just the constant thinking. So this week we're working on building concentration. And so that means that you're building the ability to stay in the present moment. Last week, it didn't really matter so much because you're just noticing and returning every time you're gone. But this week, we want to up it up a little bit and build a level of concentration. So when you return, you want to return to the felt sense experience and stay with that felt sense experience, because that felt sense experience is in the present moment. Stay with that. If you find yourself trying to stay with the breath when you're sitting, but you keep moving off of the breath, then find another felt experience to help you stay longer. You can get to the breath later. You don't have to do the breath right now. So maybe just having the full body sitting in the chair and feeling the heaviness of this body sitting in the chair. I'm not doing anything. I feel my feet, my legs, nothing's moving. I'm just sitting here. And then you notice yourself wandering off thinking, and you notice that you're like, oh, I'm thinking. Come back to the felt sense sitting in the chair, just sitting in the chair, just feeling it. Noticing all these different ways that you can feel yourself sitting in the chair, staying right here. Or noticing sounds that are happening right now. Whatever will help you come back and stay right here. That's what you're looking for. And as we go along, we're going to get more and more still. And then we can add in the breath much easier. But for right now, if the breath is accessible, great. But if it's not, don't even worry about it. Sound, sensation, even the whole body sitting. I think most practitioners give up because they're not concentrated. They don't have enough concentration to deal with some of the things that we're going to investigate. So for this first 2 weeks, we're building a level of concentration, an ability to come back and stay here with this body. This sense door, sensory experience, what we're building in it is an anchor, is the best way to think about it. It's like the waters are all choppy, and you put this anchor down in the water, and it steadies the boat. And then if the waters are still choppy, and the boat's still going to move a little bit, but it's not going to drift away. It's going to stay here. So you need an anchor that works as an anchor. And we have a tendency to just go to the breath. But oftentimes the breath, I have found, especially with new practitioners, is not that accessible. It's too soft. And we just fly away easily. So we're going to find an object that is readily identifiable. You can get a smell that you like burning a candle in front of you that has a smell. You want to come back to that smell. This might seem weird to you, but another great object is a ticking clock. Ticking clock is just constant. You stay right there with that ticking clock, right here. Now you might notice you're going to start getting concentrated and still. And when you start getting concentrated and still, the ticking clock and the smell and these other things kind of drift away. But don't, that's different than you thinking and drifting away. If you're getting steady and you're still here, you know you're sitting. There's a knowing I'm sitting, even though I don't feel the body as a body anymore. But I know I'm sitting here. I know I'm sitting here. That is present moment right here. That is different than I'm sitting here. Now I'm thinking about what I have to do for that project. It's like, oh yeah, so I'm coming back. I'm sitting here. Okay, I feel myself sitting here. And it's like, oh, but I got all this pain in my, and you know, maybe I should start really thinking about doing some movement or something to get this pain to it. Now you've gone again, but you just want to stay here. But there might be a moment where you're staying here and you're with the body sitting. And you're not really feeling anything anymore, but there's just a knowing that you're sitting. Just a knowing that you're sitting. That knowing that you're sitting is still present moment. We use the felt sense to come back, but the knowing you're sitting is what you're really wanting to connect to, is this awareness of this present moment. So we keep coming back, connecting. But that awareness, if it comes, you just let it be there, not worry about it. All right? So building concentration, not a forced concentration, because you don't have to force yourself to be concentrated. You already noticed how easy it is to just notice and return, notice and return. All you're going to do is return to the felt sense. If the mind pulls away, that's okay. It doesn't matter if it pulls away. There's no right, wrong here. There's no good mind, bad mind, because the present moment never leaves you. So throughout the whole sit, you can come back to the present moment. I don't know where the concept of having to stay right here, 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 where that came from. But that's almost an impossible thing to do. And we spend so much time fighting to stay right here that we build up more tension. So instead, what you're doing is you're going to return to here. Your mind's going to go away and you're going to return to here. Mind's going to go away and you're going to return to here. You just keep doing that. Then one day, you're going to be sitting. And the mind's going to be like, oh, we're staying here. It's going to, oh, okay, we're staying here. And that is concentration. Not you making it concentrated, but the mind stops moving. But it will only stop moving if you keep bringing it back to right here. You keep bringing it back to right here. It gathers itself. It's like it remembers to stay there. So every time you bring it back, you're teaching it to stay still. I want to read one last poem before I end, and we'll take some questions. It's from Mary Oliver. This is what I think you're going to be working with this week. She says, at Blackwater Pond, the tossed waters have settled. Seeing after a night of rain, I dip my cupped hands sensing. I drink a long time. It tastes like stone, leaves, fire, tasting. It falls cold into my bones. It falls cold, I'm sorry, into my body, waking the bones, sensing this. I hear them deep inside me whispering, hearing, oh, what is that beautiful thing that just happened? So all she really did, if you were to see this moment, was to dip her hand into some water and drink it. That's all the mind sees. But what she actually experienced was at Blackwater Pond, the tossed waters have settled after a night of rain. I dipped my cupped hands. I drink a long time. It tastes like stone, leaves, fire. It falls cold into my body, waking the bones. I hear them deep inside me whispering. Oh, what is that beautiful thing that just happened? This is what's possible when we begin to open up to this other way of being with experience, the sensory way of being with experience. And concentration is based on this sensory connection with experience. So that's what we're going to cultivate this week.